Well, a debate rages on the opposition's role in celebrations around India's forthcoming Constitution Day and the integrity of the document itself, the Constitution. The opposition has been arguing that the government has been sidelining it, highlighting that the constitutional ethos of balanced representation was being missed. Now, the government tells the opposition to get its facts straight.
कल जब दोनों सदन के सदस्य को राष्ट्रपति जी संबोधित करेंगे उसके बाद मैं मानता हूं कि ये कोई पार्टीबाजी नहीं होकर के कोई पॉलिटिकल आइडियोलॉजी कोई पॉलिटिकल पार्टी कोई इस गुट उस गुट का नहीं एक भारतीय होने के नाते हम संविधान दिवस को मनाएंगे.
All right, well, joining us now, Suleiman Mohammed Khan of the Congress Party. We're also joined by Shazia Elmi of the BJP and the political analyst Amitabh Tiwari. Suleiman Mohammed Khan, let me come to you first. The Prime Minister isn't speaking on Constitution Day. It's only the Vice President, the President and the Vice President. That being the case, why does the Congress feel that the government is being unfair to you?
It is. It's a matter of fact. The government is being unfair to us in the parliament today when a motion of adjournment was moved under Rule 267 for a discussion on the Adani scam was not allowed. Tomorrow we are celebrating the Constitution Day, which is secular and socialist. Now this BJP government is trying to make this constitution or our country a communal and a capitalist country. We have no problem with capitalism. But power and resources of the country in few hands, that is a matter of disputes. These are the same people when on 26th of November 1949, the constitution was adopted. On 30th of November 1949, the mouthpiece of the RSS organizers said that they attacked the constitution and said that it does not draw inspiration from Manusmriti. These are the same people. And on 11th of January 1950, when the Republic of India was born, before 15 days before that, that was 26th January, they directly attacked Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. So these are the same people who want to completely destroy the Constitution, and it's not that the Constitution in one day will be changed.
What are you suggesting, Suleiman, that the Constitution will be destroyed by the President and the Vice President of India? Because they are speaking, the Prime Minister isn't? That's a fairly shocking observation, if that's what you're suggesting, that the President of India is biased enough to ruin the Constitution by speaking about it?
It's not directly about people. It's not about President or Vice President. It's about people who are running the show right now.
No, but one second. What's happening in summer? It's about the President, Suleiman, and the Vice President who will be speaking. Your argument may have had merit if the Prime Minister was speaking. Kiran Rijuju has stated that the Prime Minister is not speaking. So then what's your problem?
No, President and Vice President may speak, but the issue remains the same. Why is the government saving an industrialist? Why it's not discussing important issues? Why?
No, I think you're mixing up issues completely. And this isn't because I think you're mixing up issues entirely. If you're talking about the Constitution and the values of the Constitution, how are you mixing up issues you want to bring up in Parliament with that? And you're saying this repeatedly. It's one thing to argue and talk about the Constitution and its values. But then, you know, I mean, why mix up issues?
I am going on the eve of the Constitution Day. It is my duty to remind the government and every authority in the country that this Constitution has to be preserved. What happened in Punarki, unconstitutionalism. What happened in Sambal, complete unconstitutional at the behest of the UP.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a response. Suleiman, hold on a second. Shazia, respond to that. Suleiman says that the constitution is being destroyed and therefore that's something which the opposition wants to address. Please respond.
So first of all, let me remind Suleiman about a few things because he seems to be very muddled up. One, we're talking about the Constitution Day, which is being celebrated as it should be, and it is being done as it's been done every year in the last 75 years. And apart from that, he's mentioning what's happened in Sambal, which is extremely unfortunate, but I don't know what is the connection with the Constitution Day. Yes, in the days of Congress rule, we've seen many, many more riots and terrible rioting, which indeed has reduced to a big degree. But even then, whatever is happening in Sambhal is a matter of worry and concern for everybody. Another fact that Kiran Rijiju, that I would attribute to the Parliamentary Affairs Minister, that he said very clearly that every issue would be discussed. One is not going away from any issue. He talked about capitalism and the Bharatiya Janata Party bringing it in. Now, we have stated many facts as to the company concerned that they're talking about, and the conglomerate concerned has been a beneficiary of many such contracts of the Congress governments, and even in yesteryears when the Congress was in power at the center. Now, when we talk about the four states, none of the four states where this business group has invested in or has been awarded contracts has very much have had a non-BJP chief minister in the period February 2021 to 22. So I don't know what is being discussed by Suleiman here. I am rather confused as to what they want to get at. And it is exactly this politics which is so negative, which is negativity for the sake of it, that is being used, which is not cutting any ice with the people. So I don't know. And as for Baba Saab Ambedkar, we all know how twice he was defeated from Bombay by Congress Party, how emergency has been imposed, murdering the spirit of the Constitution, and how so many amendments have been made ever since, maximum, of course, by the Congress government and during the time of Indira Gandhi. So I don't know what is exactly being discussed. I wish Suleiman was more specific about what exactly does he have an issue with, and I could then answer as to what really bothers him about
All right.
the celebration of Constitution Day.
Let me just go across to Amitabh. Amitabh, this entire debate is taking place politically at one level, but there's also been an important Supreme Court decision where the Supreme Court said, on a challenge on whether the word socialist and secular should remain in the preamble of the Constitution because they were inserted in 1976. The Supreme Court has made it clear and has asked the question, why should we now try and remove these? How significant is this assertion or this observation from the Supreme Court? In fact, it's an order.
No, I think it is very significant because India continues to be a socialist, secular country, and I don't think any of the political parties which are present in the ecosystem today are opposed to it. It's also important from a viewpoint that this has been one of the amendments to the Constitution, correct? This was inserted later, as you mentioned, in 1970s. But it also does not take away the fact that amendments cannot be made to the Constitution. Change is the only constant. And whenever there is such a situation which demands an amendment to a constitution, that will be made, whether it is abrogation of Article 370, etc., etc. See, when we talk about saving the constitution and the Constitution Day being celebrated tomorrow, I think there is no better example to highlight that our constitution is safe and our democracy is strong, that a party which opposes the abrogation of Article 370 has actually won a state election and is ruling in that state. A party which whose leader was thrown behind the bars for alleged corruption scandals or irregularities has actually won an election and is ruling in that state. So, I mean, the constitution is thriving, if you say. And as you've mentioned, the opposition is trying to mix many issues. They have the right under the articles relevant to raise and join adjournment motion, but it's also at the prerogative of the speaker to let when that topic will be discussed, and is already said that all the topics which are going to be raised by the opposition will be discussed in the due course of time. It's a long session and all relevant topics will be discussed.
Sure.
Is what he said.
I have a small intervention here.
Yeah.
It was at the behest of Baba Sahab Ambedkar and many others who were part of the drafting committee of the Constituent Assembly that the word secular, though discussed beforehand, was not inserted, because that was how it is meant to be. And the entire Constitution, every clause of it spells out the spirit of secularism. There is no discrimination on the basis of religion or caste or class in any way or creed whatsoever, including gender. So I don't know. And if they are really keen to keep the spirit of the constitution going, then they should be all right with the Article 44, which talks about the Uniform Civil Code, now being called Secular Code. So I think they're very confused even about the constitution and what they stand on the constitution and Baba Sahab Ambedkar Ji's constitution stands for.
Suleiman, I know you want to come in, but just bear with me for my question, which is this. And then make your points. I was reading an article by Shashi Tharoor today in the Indian Express where he said, and I quote, "Over the past decade, the constitution and the values it embodies, especially those of liberty, equality and fraternity, all woven together by secular pluralism, have been threatened. Its most seminal contributions to the idea of India, that of the primacy of liberty and autonomy and of the individual citizen being the true custodian of a republic, has been brutalized." Now, these are his words. If the president or the vice president are to speak about the idea of India and the importance of valuing the heart and soul of the constitution, isn't this something that you should encourage? The Congress should say, please go right ahead and please help us reassert why the constitution is important. Surely that is what the president and the vice president will speak about, protecting exactly what you're talking about, the heart and soul of the constitution. Go ahead, Suleiman.
I think the network is not good, but still
I can hear you.
Yeah. So what is the Congress Party's assertion? It is uphold the constitution. President and vice president can make speeches. We have no problem. But the problem is the constitution is not upheld in the letter and the spirit. It has been made to be executed. What Shazia was saying, Ms. Shazia was saying that secular and socialist was not there in the constitution, because the spirit of the constitution is the same. If she has a problem for inclusion of those words, then she should say so. The constitution is completely secular and socialist. Now that is the problem. How the constitutional authorities have been denigrated and degraded one by one by one. How election commission, SEBI, etc., everyone. We are saying that please uphold the constitution. Now what you have been doing for 10 years, talk about Manipur. 1.5 years, a state has been burned. Shazia, talk about emergency. We said long ago that was a mistake.
Yes. And I want to talk about Manipur and
half a second. Let him finish his point.
You will never say you have committed wrong, because people and Mr. Modi, they will never accept their mistakes. What the opposition is saying, please uphold the spirit of the constitution. Have an election in a form, have an election commission which is completely unbiased, have constitutional institutions which is unbiased. What has happened in Kudarki is unconstitutional. What has happened in Sambal, unconstitutionalism. What has happened in Rampur on 5th of December 2022 when people were not allowed to vote, that was unconstitutional, and many bigger issues. But, you know, President and Vice President and the Prime Minister and other people who are connected in this parliamentary system, they can say good words. But that has to be reflected on the ground.
All right, I take the point that you're making, Shazia.
I'm very happy about the fact that instead of... Vishnu, he was clear this time. He spoke about Manipur. Earlier, he spoke about Manipur and he spoke about B.R. Ambedkar Ji, and he spoke about capitalist India and Sambal. So now he was more specific. Now, yes, I think it's very important that we discuss Manipur. We discussed that Manipur has had precedents rule 10 times.
As the Prime Minister went to Manipur in 1.5 years,
what is happening
he has
today
been
also,
all around the world with the Prime Minister.
Suleiman, the way we do it over here is we try not to fight with each other and interrupt.
Manipur is not in India.
No, one second. Suleiman, let her make her point. She didn't interrupt when you did. So, you know, we try and do it this way on this program. Please go ahead, Shazia.
So, there have been horrible ethnic clashes for years and years. And Manipur has been under president's rule more than almost 10 times. I think 10 times specifically. I don't know about more than that. And it's happened in the 60s and the 70s and even later once. So Manipur is a burning issue. It is terrible that the kind of strife that is being seen there it has to be discussed. And Parliament is the best place for it. It is time you go there and ask questions of the government, as is your mandate. So please do that. But instead of just declaring beforehand and just making a whole lot of comments which are based on subjective hate and not logic, doesn't make sense. And as for the Constitution Day, if only the President and Vice President are speaking, what is wrong with that? It is part of the usual normal protocol. Why would you have an issue with this? Do you want to have an issue do you want to invent one when none exists? It seems like that you would have more credibility. To sit in the parliament instead of walking out and having another washout session. It's very important, Suleiman, that you sit there and ask the very questions that you're asking. And you ask yourself the same question also, that what has been the history of Manipur?
What has happened
when it comes to one business conglomerate that you kept shouting slogans, my dear friend, today also we heard them. You should ask your own party and you lead by example. You throw out somebody like Ashok Gehlot.
All right, both of you, that's fine for now. Let us just hope that... Everyone, debate is ending because I'm based on time. Now, it is important, one would hope, that the true values of the Constitution are always maintained and sustained. Let's see what the President and the Vice President have to say in this, and let us all hope for the sake of our democracy that we can be true to our Constitution. I think all of you accept and agree on that.